as directed.
I'm trying to get this crummy computer in the studio. I love Jennifer and her dad because they've been very helpful to me. But this piece of crap computer in here is unbelievable. So I'm trying to find an extension here.
I'm trying to think what you said nice today. My mom told me to focus on the positive.
Let me know when you see something. What'd you find?
I can't make this.
If you turn the camera a little bit to your left, I can probably see it and help you.
No, I'm
that way we can get on with an actual radio show.
All right, well, here's what. I can do this and then I can go backwards.
Okay.
Barack Obama's. This kind of stuff is, you know, this is not a political program, but we talk about people and Obama's.
His buddy in Hawaii.
Obama's, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's this guy who is a friend of his who has. I'm going to take the opposite approach from what most everybody else is going to take with this. I'm not a fan of Obama's. I didn't vote for him. I wouldn't vote for him again. I couldn't imagine, you know, having anybody worse, although there are a few, plenty of them around as president. However, having said that, the big to-do today, other than the usual stuff with the shutdown of the government and, you know, this, that, the other thing, is that one of President Obama's friends has been arrested on suspicion of soliciting a prostitute. Mm. Now, but the right-wingers, the left-wingers will stick up for him, and the right-wingers will tear him apart because of his friend. Now, I understood...
Yeah, very predictable conversation.
Yeah, extraordinarily.
Right.
I understood their concern about the guy in Chicago who was the prof. I mean, at least at first. After a while, most of those guys grow up a little bit, and they kind of shed some of their old values. But he became a punching bag. I forget his name, Ahern or something. Who was that prof that was his friend that's like a commie? His friends with the school. Wasn't his name Ahern?
No.
Something like that? But you know who I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, anyway, so... But that didn't much bother me. This bothers me for a couple of reasons. Because it's so easy or obvious to take the shots. Oh, my God, a prostitute. If Limbaugh opens his mouth on this, he is the world's biggest hypocrite because of his own track record. And so, but not even that. Prostitution needs to be legalized. The fact that they're out looking, they're spending police money and resources, thank you, Richard, resources to go chase people around who are interested in hiring a woman to, you know, I mean, men hire women, women hire men.
It's the oldest profession in, like, on the planet.
It's nonsense.
It's good, juicy gossip. That's all it is. And it's a gossip story. It's not a news story. It's a gossip story.
But to waste the ink and to get all worked up about it, there are hundreds, if not thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that have the
I'm going to go 15 years old on you. Dude. We just spent a month talking about Charlie Sheen.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But it wasn't all about the prostitutes that
was talking about Charlie Sheen. So the president's golf buddy, it's going to get some ink. It's going to get out.
I just think that the more important way, or at least the more, I think, essential way of looking at this is how foolish it is to have prostitution a crime. All that is religion and the law. So you don't want to use a prostitute, you don't use a prostitute. If it's a victimless crime, and you can say, well, a lot of the prostitutes are raped. If that's the case, I don't know that a lot is the right number, but if there are, if there is harm that comes to somebody in the performance of their work, then there needs to be, then not any different than prosecuting somebody who is doing something illegal, building a building.
It's the sex slavery business, the industry. I mean, I never even thought about this whole sex slavery, but it's huge.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
But that's not the problem. That's not what this is about. Sex slavery, well, you 100% mean, guaranteed that you're right about that.
And that's a reason to legislate, you know, morality in this case, because
but you set up the
process to protect.
You set up the houses like Dolly Parton did in that movie. What was the name of that? Biggest Little Whorehouse in Texas?
Yeah,
in
Texas.
Best Little Whorehouse
in Texas. Excuse me. Burt Reynolds was in that too, right?
And then everybody has to have a license through the state?
Yeah. You get them all, make sure they're all clean, and then
it would be cleaner, for sure.
Right. Yeah. And you get the tax revenue. I mean, come on. This is foolishness.
Really, it would cut down crime.
Backward. Every other country, excuse me, that's supposedly progressive has legalized prostitution. It's really
like
foolish.
Denmark.
No, there's plenty of mainland countries in Europe that have it, or they don't pay any attention. It's like suicide.
How about England?
It's illegal in America to commit suicide. So what are they going to do to you after you commit suicide?
The death.
How are they going to get you?
Right. So they're going to kill you.
No, you know what they do? They tax you more.
Yeah.
They take whatever money you were going to leave.
Death tax. But in England, it's legal. I know a friend of mine that took his own life. His mother took her own life.
I come from a long line of people who've taken their own life.
You sound like Roberta now.
I know.
Okay, coming up in a moment, we talk about taxes and a couple of different. Our resident tax expert is going to talk a little about what you can do if you can't pay Uncle Sam on the 15th. They may have no place to send the stuff to anyway, because the government, if it's shut down, the IRS is going to be closed. So we'll figure out how to deal with that. Later on in this half hour, the disasters in the Gulf and Haiti and now Japan have travelers wondering if they can go to these places to help. There are some relief, I think there are relief tours. Is that what they're called? Peter Greenberg will explain that for us in a minute. Mm. Or a little, about 15 minutes, actually, because it's 12 after on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO.
Comes home. Okay. Yeah. More results from American Idol coming up, too, in a little bit. First, though, Stuart Allen Books is the tax expert. When we have tax questions, we go to him. So he's here now from Books Barnardi & Company, a certified public accountant and tax experts. He is the official tax advisor for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So everybody's wondering, if the government shuts down and the money is due on the 15th, what do we do?
You file your tax return as you normally would.
If you don't file electronically and you have to actually talk to somebody, or if you mail it, is it going to get opened? How are they going to, if they're not there, the clear inference here, if the government shut down, is the IRS isn't going to be open. So what happens? Do they just figure that you've sent it in on time and it's not going to be able to, a lot of hooey about it?
They use the postmark.
Yeah, okay. It's got to be postmarked before midnight on the 15th. The money.
18th.
Not the return. Oh, the 18th? Wow, what day of the week is the 15th?
Friday.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know it was the
18th. Friday is a holiday of some sort in the District of Columbia this year, so therefore the tax filing deadline is the 18th.
Oh.
Unless you live in Massachusetts.
All right, that's Patriots Day. Be the 19th.
The 19th, because
right.
The 18th is
Patriots Day.
Patriots Day, yeah, the day we celebrate the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah, of course you do. So how many of your customers, how many of your clients have filed their income tax returns, would you say? What percentage?
I think we're right now at about 30%. We'll be at about 70% by Friday.
Really? And so this is, you mean people have their money in, or they've done the whole Megilla?
The whole Megilla.
Really?
Whether they have their
money
in or not.
I like it when I'm not with a majority. Don't you? Isn't it refreshing to have people like me who are not in the majority? I think it makes your job
much more. I'm not going to comment on that, Doug.
All right. So let's talk about a couple of things that have come up in the terms of not being able to pay. Let's say you can't pay Uncle Sam. Do you just put it off? Or what is when you have people who ask you that question, what do you recommend?
The most important thing that you do is you include a Happy Meal and the toy with that's your poll for today.
Right.
The most important thing that you do is you file the return.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't file the return and you owe money, you then get hit with something called a failure to pay tax,
mm-hmm.
which is confiscatory.
Can you ask for an extension to pay? I thought you had to have, no matter what, some payment plan, the dough, or a plan established by the due date, which is the 18th.
You don't have to have it done by the 18th, especially if IRS is closed. Then you obviously can't.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon thereafter, you call them at 800-829-1040. You can get up to 120 days to pay it. You will have to pay interest. You will have to pay a failure to pay penalty, which is mm-hmm. really only additional interest.
Mm-hmm. Here's an example of that. $5,000 you owe. If you don't pay it for 3 months, you'll have a penalty of $750 plus $75 extra.
Ouch.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's if you fail to file, not if you fail to pay.
Oh. If you fail, then it's a lot less if you fail to pay. You got to get the, you have to file.
Yeah, if you,
well,
but
if you haven't, you have the, I thought the money had to be there by the 18th, or some kind of either extension that's been worked out and approved by them. How many people pay for their tax with a credit card?
I don't know. I don't have that statistic. None of
anybody
my clients,
that's one of your clients, does anybody you have ever
not,
used a credit
not
card?
Not that I've run across.
Really?
But you can do it by credit card, absolutely.
Mm.
There's no IRS fee, but there may be a processing charge by the company that does it.
Well, what happens, you know, 10 seconds left here. If the interest rate that you pay the government is less than what you pay on the credit cards, you're probably better off to pay, try to work out a plan with the government, right?
You are. Definitely you are, because right. The government is only going to be about 10%.
CNBC has a program on the 14th called The American Tax Cheat. You may want to check that out. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan? Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom.
Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program. Have you been impressed by the performers on American Idol? We've been through some of them so far today, but we have not heard from James Durbin. So let's hear how he performed last night before the judges and the audience.
I don't know how
Beatles.
He's the guy with the spiked hair, right?
Yeah, tall guy. Kind of lanky.
Yeah. Not this special.
He's pretty good. No, he's an interesting boy. Interesting look.
He's not a winner. Okay, and next up,
this one certainly isn't that.
But Stefano Lagano.
Percy.
He's a good looking kid.
Yeah, he's really cute.
Yeah, the girls like him.
He's kind of like lurking at the bottom, though.
You think he is?
This is okay.
No, this is pretty good.
Let's hear it. Here we go.
When a man looks so odds on him are 50 to 1 at the moment.
Not bad. Got some soul.
Let's see here. Let me look at some of the odds on these performers.
All right, while you do that, here's Paul McDonald.
McDonald's odds are 12 to 1. Rodriguez is gone, right?
Karen, yes.
Durbin's odds are 25 to 1. Lauren Elena's 4 to 1. McCreary is 6 to 1. Jacob Lust is 8 to 1. Pia is 10 to 1.
What about Casey?
Casey's 3 to 1.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's got the best odds at the moment. All right. So let's see. We have. Who's this?
Wow. This is Paul.
That's Paul. Okay. All right, do you want to play? You don't usually like the montage of all the performers. Nine of them left.
Yeah,
tonight there will be
it
eight.
It sounds so Disney-ish. Here it is.
It's just Jacob?
Oh, this is a montage.
This is. All right, so, Roberta, you've been watching this?
I didn't watch it last night because I went to the theater.
I'm sorry. The theater. I did not tell you.
I was watching live theater. I wasn't watching television. I'm sorry.
Theater. Much more cultured.
Much more cultured. But I'm going to, I T-vote it, and I'm going to watch it this morning. After
it doesn't help us in the conversation on the air about the night before. You watch it tomorrow. Okay, that'll be fine. Because, like, Jennifer used to watch 24 3 weeks after it happened and get ticked at us because we told her what went on. Hey.
Well, you can't do that.
All right, so I want to make sure everybody understands what's at stake here when it comes to making your eyes look years younger. What's at stake is how you look, how people judge. You know how judgmental people are?
Oof.
Really judgmental. People look at those dark circles, Richie. I got them today. I only had 2 hours sleep, one on the plane and one in the bed. The idea of waking yourself up. This is actually, this stuff has ingredients in it that really does it not only fix your the puffiness but and the redness and all that other stuff, but it does wake you up. There's a, something to it. It gets rid of those heavy bags under your eyes. Look younger and refreshed. Call right now and get a free jar. F-R-E-E. Roberta's done it. Got Tom to do it. 800-894-3302. Free jar of Lumitone. When you take part in this special offer, you pay a little shipping and handling. That's the deal. And get rid of the fine lines. This is especially from the same folks that make Night Skin and Tautinol. This is the stuff just for your eyes. Lumitone, 800-894-3302 for a free bottle.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The disasters on the Gulf Coast, Haiti, and now Japan have many travelers wanting to see how they can help. But when it comes to emergency disaster relief, the more skills you have, the more effective you can actually be. All good intentions aside, untrained volunteers can do more harm than good in many cases, or when there's a lack of infrastructure in place. To be a first responder, the requirements are not light. We're talking months-long commitments, years of prior experience, fluency in the local language, and specific technical expertise. But what if you're not one of those professionals? Community Emergency Response Teams is a government-supported organization that offers training programs in search and rescue, fire safety, and medical operations. Remember, training courses are just the start. Stay involved as an active responder in your own community. As a volunteer firefighter myself, I can tell you it's the most educational and rewarding experience you can get. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Why are you playing this again?
Because I like it. Jewel. Did we just play this one?
Did we just play this one? Oh, really?
We did? Yep.
Huh.
All right, it's now 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let me see if we can spend a little time with some of the headlines that we have not worked over today, the things that are at DougSteffens.com. Another day in the life of America, as explained or presented from our jaundiced point of view. Here we have a story from Colorado where I will be, St. George's, Utah on Saturday morning. Denver, which I'm not going to do the program from on, so I'll be in St. Louis on Monday. Mm-hmm. Wheeling, West Virginia on Tuesday, and Richie with you on Wednesday and Thursday.
Woohoo! Can't wait.
Exciting.
Yeah.
All right, so
have fun.
The reason I brought that up is because police in Colorado went to an elementary school yesterday where an 8-year-old boy was having a violent tantrum. He was pretty upset. So in order to calm him down, they spray. This is a second grader. The police run into, imagine what was going on in this classroom, these kids, these two, second grade children in this classroom. Aiden, an 8-year-old Colorado boy, in the midst of a violent tantrum, wielding a sharp piece of molding he'd ripped off the wall, used it to threaten his teacher and the lives of those in his classroom. Right. His mother, however, says there's no excuse for what happened next. Police, seeking to defuse the situation, sprayed him with pepper spray.
Hey, did
there,
you stop?
He's two grown police officers.
Oh, my goodness.
They didn't try to talk to him. His mother said, Mandy Elliott is his mother's name. She was interviewed and said, you talk to him and you find out what it is that's bothering him. You don't just walk in, ask him to stop, and then spray. However, Aiden, who's 8 years old, said that he understood the officer's action. He said, I kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
I got angry a lot. It was kind of an unusual thing, though. And again, so we get around to a question. Maybe this is a good Facebook question. As to whether or not, if you know the story, do we even have to tell the story?
Yeah, actually, I have the audio here. Yes, sir.
Don't taste me, bro!
Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong one. Sorry.
Yeah, all right.
So that's using the taser instead of the pepper spray.
I saw this kid on TV, and I feel sorry for him. I mean, I understand kind of where the officers are coming from, because when a kid like that is out of control, I helped coach my son's little league team last night, and for the most part, most of the kids, you know, pay attention and they're into it and they're doing. But there's just one or two kids that are just.
Oh, what's going on with him?
Yeah.
There has to be something emotional. This is emotional stuff.
It is. Yeah. It's a crying out, and he can't.
Right.
There are kids that can't control.
We tell them this all the time. They get cocoa puffs for breakfast,
or
what are they?
Having
they go to school?
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But when you lose control like that, and he's
not
an 8-year-old kid, he can't understand what's going on. He's just losing control. How do you? As an authority, the teacher certainly shouldn't have to approach the kid. That's, you know, what if he does take the molding and use scratch or scrape or cut or whatever it is. So how do you control it? What do you do? I mean, that's
a hard question to answer.
You'd
like to think police have some other way of doing it other than just spraying
him
with pepper spray.
I'm going to assume that the teacher tried to talk him off the ledge and couldn't. And that's
you would
why
think
she
before
had to
the police come.
Right, before the security gets there. So once the police get there, and I kind of buy this, they are afraid to actually grab him and hold him, and that a struggle may ensue, and then the boy gets hurt because they are holding him tightly, and then, oh, my God, what happens there? That's court, you know.
Right. Time to sue.
Yeah.
Sue him.
So what do you do? What's an alternative? I mean, pepper spray certainly doesn't seem like the right thing to do, but what do you do?
For an 8-year-old. Somehow you get a hold of him and sit him down in a chair and try to calm him down.
But you have to physically manhandle him to sit him down in the
chair.
I can
remember a kid named Peter Olson that was in my 6th grade class. Margaret Hayes was the teacher. We had 41 students in my 6th grade class. And she was there. You know, those days you didn't have teacher aides, you know, anything. She was there. And you didn't step out of line with her. And she wasn't physical. But I remember one day Peter Olson, who was a sad, sad kid. He was really in trouble all the time. Committed suicide when he was 40. Hung himself, as a matter of fact. Here's this kid who really needs, like you wouldn't believe. And he's always trying to get attention, because he gets no attention at home, obviously. And so one day he got really, really out of sorts. And was, instead of sending him down to the principal's office, she went over to his, I mean, I can remember this like it was yesterday. I was in the 6th grade. She went over to his desk and she grabbed a hold of his shoulders. She was in front of him and she grabbed a hold of him, and he was jumping up and down out of the chair, and she just held him in the chair. She wasn't a big woman. She was not frail by any means, but she was in her early 60s at least at that point. But she held him in his chair and looked at him, and didn't look at him in a stern way, was very, and the rest of the class was, you would have heard a pin drop for a mile. They knew he was out of control. They were scared about it. And she walked over and she put her hands on the shoulder of this kid, held him in his chair, and sort of held him in a way that was stern yet understanding until he stopped. And he did stop.
Can't do that today.
Why?
You get sued.
I don't listen, Rich.
Don't put your hands on my kid.
I understand, but that's the way. Otherwise, you're going to have
Cochran.
These things.
I know, and that's why we have these things.
Yeah, that's why we have exactly. That's why we have these things. I don't believe in physical stuff, but that was something I do believe in. Children being hugged. I think that this asinine stuff going on. You better be doing a better job of hiring teachers if you're worried about perps and perverts.
It's funny,
then you're not doing
that.
A good job hiring them.
We're very involved in our son's education.
Mm-hmm.
My wife volunteers in his class 2 days a week. And as a matter of fact, after the show, I'm heading over there to take a project that we worked on, and I'm going to go there tomorrow and watch him do the presentation.
Good.
And it's funny because, like, in his kindergarten class, I would see the teachers hug him or the other kids. And it kind of got me, I was like, wow, you know. And they're very touchy-feely, very sweet with the kids in this school. And then I guess in the whole county they're allowed to do it. And they are also allowed to, have some kind of, if they get out of sorts, they are allowed to really kind of sit them down and say, hey, time to sit down, time to get under control, and time to get yourself back together. Yeah. And it's really a pleasant surprise. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't think that they would be able to get as involved as they
kids
do.
Kids need to have some solid, strong
structure.
Structure. Thank you. That's a good way of doing it. Good alliteration. All right. So that story is at DougStephan.com. Also, dumbest crook of the day, the week, the month, the year.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I love
this. This guy was released from a North Carolina prison last November, 25 years of age. Spent 7 years locked up for armed robbery, breaking and entering. He printed up a nifty T-shirt with his picture and the slogan, "Making money is my thing." Now, you can see pictures.
Can you say that again?
Making money is my thing. All right. So the pictures of this, we'll get this T-shirt, are at DougStephan.com. And also, there's actually two pictures of it. One of it is the police evidence photo. Mr. Hurley chose his mugshot to be on the T-shirt. The T-shirt is in the custody of the police because investigators say that Huntley participated in an invasion, a robbery of a home in Charlotte, according
wearing
to police.
Wearing the shirt. Oh.
Right. Wearing the shirt, which apparently he left.
Hey, it's a free gift, a party
at the
gift.
Scene. He took it off and it fell out of the car, the getaway car. So apparently he has surrendered to police, and his friend who went with him, who didn't wear the T-shirt, is someone that's been in and out of trouble 26 times, this other kid. So they're both being held on $30,000 bond. But, you look at this, 26 different infractions,
wow.
This guy. Gambling, fighting, threatening a prisoner. So, threatening a staffer, lewd sexual eye, all this kind of stuff. Anyway, not too bright. Okay, let's see here.
Hey,
Richie.
Jennifer, The road that the crime occurred on? Dinglewood.
Yeah. that's where they grow all the dingleberries, right?
That's where the berries come from.
Oh, boy.
All right. Dingleberries. We all love that story.
Dingleberries over there in Dinglewood. I heard it pretty good.
Dingleberries.
Chris Kringle lives in Dingle.
All right. There's another thing that is kind of awesome today, Richie, at DougStephan.com.
What's that?
Check out the Hot Wheels billboard.
I saw this.
Being displayed on the side of an overpass in Colombia, where your wife is.
My wife will be in Bogota on Friday.
So here's what I want you
to do.
I want you to go and look at this at DougStephan.com and tell us whether or not you think this is too distracting to be used here in this country. This is from Bogota, Colombia.
I think it's awesome.
Imagine driving down the highway and seeing a boring overpass. And then all of a sudden, you see the overpass transformed to look like a giant loop. It's part of a Hot Wheels racetrack. Yep. It's like, hello, over. It's like a roller coaster in
a
sense.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you make your Hot Wheels car go down, and then it goes up in a circle and then continues on once it's finished with the circle.
Yeah, right.
They've if you're driving under this underpass, they put a billboard up that makes it look like the overpass does that.
Yeah. Could it be a dangerous overpass?
Is it a distraction?
Yeah.
As you're driving under this underpass looking up at this thing, could it be a distraction?
Right.
I think I know this road. It's the road going out of Bogota going east.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then we're going to discuss with Dr. Ken in a moment another story at DougStephan.com. New York City is thinking about placing a ban on Happy Meals.
Ah, yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Happy Meals.
The toys.
Yeah, the toy stuff. Now, I don't know, Dr. Ken, for that. I think of always the health benefits or lack thereof of the nutrition.
You're banning it because of the toys or the health benefit or the health?
Or associating benefits. The two together.
Right. Associating the two together.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah,
all right.
The holy association. The kids want the Happy Meal because the toys.
Right.
Mommy, 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 I need a Happy Meal. Mommy, 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 please.
What a great name, though. That is genius.
A Happy Meal?
Happy Meal. Yeah,
and it's
not
registered.
The deep-fried fat meal. It's, you know.
Charlie
Happy
Sheen
meal.
Can't use it.
It's not kill you early meal.
No. You know. Happy to be dead early. And don't forget to check out the slideshow we've had there for a couple of days. If you care about dogs, my dog Charlotte and the lovely and talented Frank are in my bed. There are 6 pictures of the two of them in various stages of being awake. At the Rancho Rooney out here, just
barely awake.
Up.
Charlotte looks like she's half asleep.
Charlotte is not. That was not Charlotte's not an early riser particularly. She comes with me when I come to the studio. She's right under my feet, but she's not big on waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning. Dr. Ken with the latest on the Jenny O. Turkey Burger recall. That story at DougStephan.com and directly from Dr. Ken in just a moment here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, is here. We'll talk about the Jenny O. Turkey Burger recall. And we have actually, Ken, you may want to weigh in on this before we get ourselves too sidetracked. The poll today at DougStephan.com about Happy Meals, whether or not they ought to be banned. A, yes, it's teaching our children to make very poor and unhealthy choices. B, maybe unless they can improve the nutritional value of them. Or C, no, this is ridiculous. Parents ought to be making these choices for the children, not the government. The real issue here, I guess there are two, the health and well-being of people that eat the Happy Meals and whether or not it's an inducement to have these Happy Meals filled with these little toys. I don't expect you have any thoughts about that necessarily because your child is old enough to be beyond that. But in terms of
affected when she was smaller, definitely.
Did you ever go to McDonald's?
When she was very young, but then when she was about 8 years old, she ate at the McDonald's at Penn Station and got extreme dysentery, the kind of kills kids in third world countries in two or three days. And she was hospitalized for almost a week. And since then, to this day, she won't go near any fast food restaurants.
McDonald's and Penn Station, those just don't make me go.
Right, so, Ken, what about your daughter? Have you ever taken her to McDonald's?
I haven't, but my wife has.
No. Time for a divorce, then. Terrible. That's awful.
Well, there you go, Ken.
There you go. Anyway, what's the story on these Jenny O. Turker burgers?
This is out of the CDC, a salmonella strain that sickened folks dug in 10 states. It's resistant to many antibiotics. The Jenny O. Turkey store has recalled 55,000 pounds of frozen turkey burgers. They were infected with the salmonella Hadar strain. Three people have been hospitalized, but fortunately there have been no deaths reported yet.
And yesterday, Phil ran something that we talked about a week or so ago about how food dyes affect your children's behavior, artificial food dyes. That's a problem, and who's dealing with it?
It's a big controversy. Your favorite organization, the FDA, just looked at this and decided to take no opinion. But it's one of those things that's not going to go away, and the feeling was the bottom line is we need more research in this area.
Speaking of the FDA, they've approved a new AstraZeneca drug.
Yeah, this is very, very big news. This is a medical breakthrough. The FDA approved yesterday AstraZeneca's medullary thyroid cancer drug. It's called vandetanib. It's the first treatment to be approved for this rare form of cancer. The drug has been approved to treat patients with non-operable advanced medullary thyroid cancer, which accounts for 3 to 5% of thyroid cancers.
And the meditation principles can reduce pain, yeah?
Even brief instructions of meditation appear to help people cope with pain.
Dr. Ken on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hathaway singing again. And Jesse McCartney. I don't know this movie.
It was really cute.
Ella Enchanted. Number one movie during this week in 2004. So she would have been about 24 then. Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which was done originally by Kiki D and Elton John, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
All right, so what's the story of this movie, Chucker? Why do I not remember it?
I don't think it performed very well at the box. I don't think it was a big hit.
It was. Right. It does well on cable and video. It did very, very well. Right. My wife has seen it 1,000 times.
1,000 times?
Every
Your
time
wife
it comes
like
on,
all
she,
like cheeky stuff.
She loves that stuff.
Loves that stuff. They have it in Spanish, just for the heck of it?
Yeah, they have everything in Spanish. Every movie you could ever want in your life is overdubbed into Spanish and is sold on a street corner in Bogota for $1.
And yet, for those who may not know it, Anne Hathaway will be playing Catwoman in the next Batman movie.
Oh, she's going to look good in that suit.
And then, who is it? Amy Adams is playing Wonder Woman. No, she's playing Lois Lane. That's it.
And the new Superman movie.
Yeah, that'll be good, too. All right, we have our contest today, which comes from actually only a year ago. This movie was number one during this week last year. And it'll get confused with three or four others because the star is in a lot of period pieces. That'll be a little bit of a hint as we listen to the first clue.
Your next move will be your last.
800-510-8255. Everybody gets the voice, right?
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
Roberta.
Recent movies I don't get to see.
No. All right. Well, let's see if we can give you a little bit of a help. You may just use some common sense, Virginia, and figure it out if you have any.
Yeah, I probably will.
All right, here we go.
Rise again. Until lambs become lions.
Yeah, I got the movie, but...
805. Right. You have the movie, you have the actor.
I have the actor, but I don't remember what he was in recently.
810-8255. So if you figured this out, you get a swell prize if you have one before Movie Moments.
Is it the movie I'm a Racist Dirtbag?
No.
No.
Okay. All right, last clip.
That's the right actor, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So what would you have? castle for every man. Every Englishman's home is his castle.
You said right. Last year?
Last year. Russell Crowe's birthday is today. He's 47. That's why we're
Russell
playing this
Crowe's
movie.
47?
Wow. 47.
I got the wrong actor. I was thinking Mel Gibson.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I was confused.
What did you say? What was the clue? I thought you, what you
I'm
gave me.
I'm a racist.
Oh, no. I thought you applied it that way. Sorry. This guy's a racist, too. But in a different way. he throws phones at women and things like that.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you figure it out. You call us at 800-510-8255. Coming soon, the answer to the question at Chuckers Movie News here on Good Day.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
800-510-8255. Chuck Curry, who has a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond. Check it out by checking out his picture in the contributors box at DougStefan.com. John Wayne, anniversary of him winning his Oscar for Best Actor in True Grit. He was in 204 films, and the movies over the span of his career through 1978 took in only $549 million, and he was considered the number one box office guy of his time. What amazing reality. In now, 40 years hence, a successful movie is liable to make $500 million on its own. 41 years after that. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, the dollar equivalency is a little different now than it was then.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, what's in the movie news box?
Keanu Reeves, Doug, says that the characters of Bill and Ted will return for a third installment in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure series. Does the world really need another one of those? I'd rather see, firstly, a Goonies 2. 20th Century Fox has retitled Rise of the Apes to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. The film, which stars James Franco, hits theaters on August 5th. And No Country for Old Men star Javier Bardem in final negotiations to star in the epic big screen version of Stephen King's seven-part novel, The Dark Tower. It will be directed by Ron Howard, and that's going to be a very big project. Yep.
Wow. All right, speaking of big projects, let's see. This is an epic movie we're talking about. Matt in Michigan, what's the name of this movie?
Robin Hood.
It is Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood. Robin Hood. Nobody else remembers that but me.
That was beautiful.
You like that? Hi, Matt, you're the winner. Hold on.
Like Nipsey Russell.